Penguin Random House Audio presents Table Manners, How to Behave in the Modern World and Why Bother. This is the author, Jeremiah Tower. To all those parents who care, and to any of their offspring who want to know, as well as to anyone else who is interested in how to behave to everyone's advantage. Introduction. Do table manners really matter? In his 1961 Tiffany's Table Manners for Teenagers, Walter Hoving says, "In this day of confused standards, manners are sometimes sadly neglected. This is especially true of table manners." I would go further and say, if there are no table manners, there are no manners at all. Still, once learned, they should never become a rigid set of rules. They should never, as Hoving says, be stilted, self-conscious, or artificial, but should forever adapt, though without losing their purpose, to help you get what you want out of life by doing unto others as they would have you do. When I opened Stars Restaurant in San Francisco in 1984, I knew that manners would let me gain access into the circles of the wealthy and social elite of that community to rally and enlist them as regular customers. Their shock at seeing that a cook knew how to behave produced enough curiosity that they were soon flocking to see what I had created. Good table manners meant I was all right, and, therefore, my business must be. I have found that when people approve of your table manners, they think you know how to do everything else properly as well. That is how you enlist them to your side, which is why Table Manners opens with a chapter called Setting the Table. Here you will learn to manage the stage for your success. From there, the book guides you through what to wear, how to serve, how to eat those pesky foods that cry out for fingers, what guarantees success at your and others' parties.